I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this. They're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, April 1st. We're talking about what President Biden calls a once-in-a-generation proposal, what's included in the president's plan, and why it's already facing some controversy. Also, COVID-19 vaccines for kids, what the latest tests found, and when children might become eligible. Plus, fans return to baseball stadiums for opening day. Soldiers get futuristic technology for training in battle, and a giveaway where you can score both burritos and Bitcoin. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden has a major new policy proposal that, if approved, could shape his presidency and legacy. He's asking Congress to spend $2 trillion on a package to address jobs, infrastructure, and green energy. A few specifics the White House is highlighting include regular infrastructure improvements like building roads and bridges, also replacing lead water pipes, updating the country's electric grid, expanding broadband internet access, and targeting job training in low-income and other underserved communities. All of it would happen over the course of 8 years. And to pay for all of this, the Biden administration wants to see another tax overhaul for at least 15 years. You may remember President Trump proposed and Congress approved tax cuts for corporations. So just a few years ago, the corporate tax rate went from 35% to 21%. Now Biden wants it in the middle. He says 28% should do as long as it stays in place for at least the next 15 years. The president is calling it a, quote, once-in-a-generation investment in America. However, all of these details need approval from Congress before Americans see any changes. Usually, infrastructure is considered a widely bipartisan issue that both sides fight for. And parts of this bill do have support across the aisle. But the rest of it faces some criticism from both sides. Republicans are calling it a partisan wish list with too much spending on things beyond just traditional infrastructure. And other Republicans say it should not be the government solving all these problems, but the private sector. And many don't like the tax hikes that come with it. Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce argue they'll hurt hiring and innovation and make it harder for American companies to compete with foreign ones with lower tax rates. Meanwhile, some Democrats argue it doesn't do enough to address climate change. They want to see a package that does and spends more. But other Dems are embracing it, saying it would create millions of good-paying jobs, shorten commutes and shipping times, and improve public health. President Biden says he's planning to ask lawmakers on both sides of the aisle for their input and that he's open to other ideas as well. He's hoping they can get it passed and make it law this summer. But President Biden is not stopping there. Reports say the president is also pushing another bill about the same size as this one. That one would invest in child care, family tax credits, and more. Stay tuned. For the first time, the world watched new police body cam footage from the day George Floyd died. It was played during the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. It's also the first time we've heard directly from Chauvin about why he kneeled on George Floyd's neck for several minutes. In the video, you can hear a witness talking to officers moments after an ambulance took Floyd away from the scene. He told Chauvin he did not respect what he had done. Well, Chauvin replied, quote, "We've got to control this guy because he's a sizable guy." He also said, quote, "It looks like he's probably on something." That clip was just one of many played in court yesterday, and some were extremely hard to watch. Both jurors and witnesses saw close-up footage of Floyd's final moments as he moaned and begged for his life before going limp. Some of them broke down in tears, and the trial had to stop a couple of times for either a witness or a juror to compose themselves. The court also heard some of the most emotional testimony yet. For the first time, prosecutors went into detail about why police officers came to the scene in the first place. A convenience store employee called 911 saying he believed George Floyd bought cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill. A cashier who checked him out testified about exactly what happened. He says he brought it up to the manager, a decision he says still haunts him today. Even though it was the prosecution who called these witnesses and played the video, analysts say some of it could end up helping the defense team as well. For example, that cashier said Floyd did appear to be high when he came into the store. And in the police body cam video, you can hear another officer say Floyd's eyes were shaking back and forth. So that could help build the defense's argument that it was drug use and pre-existing conditions that actually killed George Floyd, not Chauvin. Of course, we'll hear a lot more about all of this in the days and possibly weeks to come before this trial wraps up. It's a promising update that could be key in getting the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Pfizer now says its COVID-19 shots are extremely effective in children as well. The vaccine maker released results from its final phase trial in adolescents. In this trial, more than 1,000 kids ages 12 to 15 got both doses of the Pfizer vaccine. And in the end, the company says not one of them tested positive for COVID-19. And they did not experience any serious side effects. Just like with adults, some reported having fatigue and fever that did go away. Now, all this data still needs to be reviewed by independent researchers. Then, the FDA will have to authorize the shots for kids here in the U.S. Experts say if all goes well, children 12 and up could be eligible to get shots by the fall. Speaking of vaccines, there was a setback in getting the Johnson & Johnson shots out to more Americans. As the Wall Street Journal reports, 15 million vaccines were spoiled when a plant in Baltimore accidentally mixed up ingredients. The FDA is now investigating. To be clear, those doses were never sent out, so this issue does not affect any of the Johnson & Johnson shots Americans are getting right now. But it does mean there's going to be a big delay in getting out more doses. Still, since the government ordered so many vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, the U.S. should still be on track to have enough overall for all adults by the end of May. More news still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Ever gotten questionable food advice or feel lost with so many different opinions about health and habits? Well, Noom believes it's not about what you just ate, but about how you eat in general. In fact, Noom uses psychology and education to help you stick with it in the long term. Or in other words, Noom wants to make sure you understand your own eating, cravings, and most importantly, how to build new habits so you can ditch misconceptions and get smart about your choices. With Noom, there's no so-called bad food, and it doesn't mean an unrealistic, rigorous plan or unforgiving lifestyle. In fact, Noom knows you're busy and doesn't expect to dominate your life. It expects just 10 minutes a day of your time. Perhaps that's why more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at noom.com/newsworthy. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, noom.com/newsworthy. Get your trial at noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. It's Major League Baseball's opening day. And yes, fans are allowed in the stands at every stadium. But it won't be totally back to normal just yet. All teams still have at least some health safety measures in place. For example, in every ballpark, you have to wear a mask unless you're eating or drinking in your assigned seat. And at most stadiums, there will be limits on how many fans can be in the stands so people can spread out. The only exception is in Texas, where the Rangers' new ballpark is open at full capacity. Health concerns aside, Major League Baseball is working on getting other things back to normal, too, starting with a full season. Each team will play 162 regular season games. Last year, the season was cut by more than half because of COVID-19. The U.S. Army will be training for battle using augmented reality. Microsoft won a nearly $22 billion deal to build more than 120,000 customized headsets for soldiers. The technology expands on Microsoft's HoloLens headsets, which video gamers have been using for the past few years. Bloomberg reports the goggle-like headsets will allow commanders to project information onto a visor in front of a soldier's face, and they have other features too, like night vision. Ultimately, Microsoft says the technology could help keep troops safer and make them more effective, allowing soldiers to practice how to react in dangerous situations beforehand. And eventually, they could use the tech on the battlefield itself, offering facial recognition, real-time analytics, and more. Though there are some critics to this, even within Microsoft. A group of workers has voiced concerns that this is the kind of tech that could turn real-world battlefields into a video game. But Microsoft execs argue we shouldn't hold back technology from those working to protect the freedoms we enjoy. Today only, Chipotle wants to give you digital money. The burrito chain is getting into cryptocurrency with a game for its customers. Chipotle says it will give away $100,000 worth of Bitcoin and $100,000 worth of burritos. Today is April Fool's Day, but Chipotle insists to CNN Business that this giveaway is for real and not just a prank. In fact, it's meant to celebrate another fun holiday, National Burrito Day. To compete, players need to visit a website called burritosorbitcoin.com. Once there, each player has 10 tries to guess a six-digit code. Chipotle says three players will win $25,000 worth of Bitcoin, 50 more people will win $500 in Bitcoin, another 10,000 players will win a free burrito. The contest opens today at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. As we briefly mentioned, today is April Fool's Day, but don't expect Google to pull any pranks. Google is skipping the holiday for the second year in a row out of respect for people still struggling because of the coronavirus pandemic. Business Insider says a Google exec announced the decision in an internal memo to employees. But of course, other companies may still have jokes planned. We told you yesterday about how Volkswagen claimed it was changing its name before admitting it was just an early April Fool's joke. And it's pretty common each year for companies to announce far-fetched ideas on April Fool's Day. So today, be on the lookout. More jokes and pranks may be coming your way. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about how exactly the Suez Canal works as one of the world's key shipping routes, as long as there's not a giant ship blocking traffic. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Stamps.com. Let's be real, going to the post office is not really how many of us want to spend our time. I know I've taken way too long to mail something out just because I felt I never had the time or energy to go wait in line at the post office. Well, good news, we don't have to do that anymore. Instead, join me in conveniently mailing and shipping anytime, anywhere, right from your home computer, thanks to Stamps.com. Send letters, ship packages. Once your mail is ready, you simply schedule a pickup or drop off. It's super simple. And you can actually get discounted rates from both USPS, UPS, and more. We're talking up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. And there's no risk. With our promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in newsworthy. That's stamps.com with the promo code newsworthy. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. As you know, a giant container ship was finally freed from the Suez Canal this week. It had been stuck there for 6 days, bringing boat traffic to a standstill. Now, that whole fiasco has a lot of people wondering, why does it matter so much, and is it going to happen again? Well, the main reason the Suez Canal is so important is its location. It's the only shortcut that lets ships travel from Asia to Europe and beyond without having to go all the way around Africa. Without it, going around Africa takes 2 weeks longer and costs ships hundreds of thousands more dollars in fuel and other costs. The Suez was built in the mid-19th century, and the issue is, at that time, ships were nowhere near the size they are today. Remember, the ship that got stuck is almost as long as the Empire State Building is tall. It and other ships caught in the traffic jam were carrying everything from building materials to crude oil to cattle. The Suez has been widened and deepened several times over the years to accommodate larger loads, and this week was not the first time a ship got stuck, although this was the longest time a ship has stayed stuck. Still, even after all of this, one analyst told CNN, it's unlikely shippers will start ordering smaller boats. In fact, the trend is still making them larger and larger to save money and not have to send additional shipments. And with that, he says, the bigger the ship, the smaller the margin for error. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in and for sharing the Newsworthy with your friends, family, and coworkers. We appreciate you. And we'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.